song on so many different dials. Cause I got more kids than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look at my jacket and hat, so bizarre, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man,
where the sanity at?
I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out. Cause we needed a change. I needed a break. For a sec I even gave up believing and praying. I even done illegal stuff and was needed astray. They say that money is the root to the evilest ways. But have you ever been so hungry it keeps you awake? Mate, now my hunger will leave them amazed. Great, it feels like a long time coming. Bam, since the day I thought of that cunning plan. One day I had a dream, I tried to chase it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running, man, I knew that maybe someday I would understand. Trying to change a tenner to 100 grand. Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out.
Welcome to your favorite variety news show, giving you the latest, in our opinion, the greatest news for your eardrums. I'm one of your co-hosts, Vince Vibes, with Daily Rap.
This is Dustin with Drama Digest.
Anthony with Showbiz Spotlight.
Steven with Football Focus.
And it's been a minute, guys. Kind of unprepared for the moment, but we're here now. We're, you know, we're in the spotlight. And how y'all been the past 2 weeks? We haven't had a show in 2 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
Well, yep. Let me just say, I am overjoyed to be back in the studio. You know, I feel like this is where we belong. And I've missed this place.
Yeah, me too, man. I was excited for another show, man. Another get back right into the spirit of things. Yeah, let's.
Well, how did
Steven do?
I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm just running outside because my Bucks lost to the fuck.
Oh, yeah, the Bucks did lose, and it was sad for Bucks fans.
But overall,
I was at the tailgate. It was a fun time.
As
an Eagles fan with an Eagles jersey. at the tailgate, yeah.
Overall, I'm all right. Thank God that nothing happened to my house during the hurricane and other stuff. So overall, it's all good.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to hear that. Anthony, how have you been after the storm? How did it hit you?
I'm doing all right. From talking with you guys, it sounds like I got the best of it. I wasn't in any evacuation zone. I didn't lose power. It was just a regular
you didn't
day.
Lose
for
power.
I didn't lose power.
What? Nice.
Yeah, but the funny part, this is his. This is your first
My
hurricane.
First hurricane.
Yeah. So he's officially now.
He's not broken in yet because he didn't lose power.
That's true. My lights flickered a bit.
Yeah, he had a real one.
First two hurricanes in a row. Remember, we did just face two hurricanes
back to back.
Back
you know,
to back.
And this
call it the Kansas
one.
City Chiefs.
Let's hope they don't do a three-peat. Then this most recent hurricane,
just like the hurricane.
Well, it had the fastest wind speed ever recorded for a hurricane. They're thinking about making a new
new category.
Category
now,
six.
Like category six. They're doing 6, 7, and 8. Oof. If I heard, but mainly 6.
I wonder why that's happening, right?
yeah, man.
Must be something in the water.
Must be something in the water.
It's definitely
must
something
be
in the water.
In the air that we keep putting in. pollution is real, guys. I did not have power for a week. I actually evacuated to Jacksonville area.
Ooh.
And the place that I even evacuated to didn't have power at all.
Oh, that's nice.
Other than that, my house still doesn't have internet, but my house is okay, and everything else is pretty all right. My grandma's house in Port Tampa got hurt pretty bad. We're working on fixing it right now. And but other than that, man, it's just it's a blessing to be here, guys.
It is.
You know, be here with y'all. There's nothing I would rather do than have this radio show here at 10 a.m. I love the weekly roundup.
Every Tuesday.
Same here.
Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on hawkradio.primostream.
Don't include a .com in
just,
that, though.
Just grab it from the neck and throw it from the window.
Exactly. Donate that .com to Red Cross.
And I did fine during the storm, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. We were asking everyone.
Hold on. We're kind of winging this, so I don't mind. Sounds like we all had varying degrees. Like, we all weathered the storm differently.
Yeah.
You know, you have to evacuate, Vincent.
I evacuated as well.
But you came back to your house was more or less kind of fine.
Yeah, like, what
Dustin, I have no idea what you did.
So, I didn't live in an evacuation zone either. So, I didn't evacuate, but I did prepare.
Okay.
Yeah. I bought like $100 worth of like canned food, bought like 50 beers, 48, and I was set, right? Power goes out.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Power goes out the next day after the storm, right?
Oh.
And then we didn't have power for like almost a whole week. But I've got a generator, so didn't affect me at all.
Wow.
It was pretty fun. I just drank room temperature beer and ate room temperature canned goods for a bit.
Terribly nasty.
It feels like surviving.
What's that warm beer? I know there's a beer that you have to drink warm. It's like a Oktoberfest beer. You should have gotten 50 of those.
These are just Miller Lights, but they're okay. They get better as you go.
Oh, man. But when we come back, we'll be talking about two new albums, one that's upcoming and one that just came out from two varying artists that actually have had some beef with each other. But first, kind of like a big deal by Clips featuring.
To the casket drops, third time's the charm, right?
Come on. I'm kinda like a big deal. It's unbelievable. You see, my warning gives you big chills. The flow running on big heels. My life after death, big ain't get to see how this feels. Third time's a charm, baby. After two classics, another stripe up on my arm, baby. It's a blessing to blow 100,000 in a recession with no second guessing. Ha ha, we're ballin'. Drop tops with Lauren. Champagne with Warren. We up is the gang and I'm all in. To the powder and the flame, I have fallen. Get money, blow money is my calling. Yeah, watch it burn through it. Life's a maze, you twist and you turn through it. The driest of droughts maneuver and I earn through it. I'm set straight like a perm do it. Push. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal. Ayo, I'm sitting on top of that. It's more than a feeling, ain't it? I be killing, damn it, I'm illin'. Hey, meet Mr. Popular. Go get your binoculars to see Penthouse 3, where the beast spitting fire on a PJ. In my PJs, Fire Marshal said I took it to the max like TJ. Yeah, I ain't peep, I said Marshals, we play. I guess I'm like the Black Marshal, meets J. Me, yay, alligator souffle. Get it made, special ed. Get from a girl in special ed. You know the pretty ones in that dumb class. But she got that dumb hit high school and got pregnant dumb fast. What happened, Tisha? Your boyfriend fast? Turn around, give me pound like we folks. Oh no, I went raw, dog, three strokes. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal. Lights, cameras, action. The chain itself's a damn distraction. Reclaim the belt, the glory I bask in. I'm B-hop in the ring. Your cash in, it's like stopping the train. They think he's stopping my reign. Talk slick while dropping my name. I'm putting y'all to shame. Diamonds in the little hand. 50% splits, I X out the middleman. A far cry from a stash in the rental van. I'm the reason the hood need a dental plan. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the C4S with the rims protruding. The roof and moose like a magic show. Got me looking to the heavens like a javelin throw. Y'all twiddle your thumbs like the average Joe. But just as you reap, so shall you sow. They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
And we're back again. That was Kind of Like a Big Deal by Clips featuring Kanye West, produced by Pharrell, which we're not going to talk about Pharrell this segment, but I did go and see the new movie and it was pretty good, and I do recommend y'all check it out if you do get a chance.
Now that was the Pharrell Lego movie that we discussed on the air a couple weeks
we
ago.
We did discuss it a couple weeks ago on the air, and what we're going to be talking about this week is two new albums, like I was talking about. First things first, on October 18th, a rapper named Ian dropped his second album. And if y'all don't know who he is, he's a 19-year-old kid out of Texas. And he's making better trap music than most trap legends in the game right now, and is getting co-signed by some of the biggest trap legends in the game right now. Just alone on this album, we have Chief Keef and Lil Yachty on features. On production, we also have Wonder Girl, which if you know Wonder Girl, she's produced basically anything Travis and Drake have done. If you heard a big Travis song, 90210, All Your Fault by Big Sean and Kanye. So this kid is getting big reps in the industry, co-signed by big reps. And yeah, man, how do y'all feel about this 19-year-old upper middle class, you know? He obviously has some money and he's rapping about, you know, maybe things that he maybe hasn't experienced.
Things he has no experience or context in that life. But at the same time, I mean, the music is pretty good. So
the music's good.
It's kind of, it is kind of like a, kind of a quandary for me, because it walks the line of almost appropriating somebody else's culture a little bit. But he's doing, but the product is good. So
Tyler actually said, had beef about that. He mentioned how a lot of these white kids are wanting to sound like Future and Gucci Mane. And, but I think what Ian does compared to some of these other, kids that are copying the style is that he's showing love for the game and he's continuing to improve and he's being very versatile with his beat selections and he's not like staying in that trap box. That maybe some other artist Tyler was talking about when he made that statement.
Well, and the other thing is too is, I mean, I can sort of sympathize or understand where he's coming from, because like I'm also like pretty much from the middle class, and I enjoy this stuff. So there's like what I let not let myself try to be successful at it if I wanted to. I mean, I absolutely would. So good on him.
Right.
I think.
You know, I have an album on Spotify right now. I don't make trap rap, but I do make hip hop music and rap music. And yeah, man, I think it's for the love of the music,
he's
man.
Doing it for the love of the game.
And for the love of the game, man. There, I think there's a difference
it's
taking
respect.
Advantage of the situation, than showing respect to the. The love of rap. And speaking of Tyler the Creator, though, on October 28th, Tyler's new album Chronicopia is coming out, and some say he's in his Yeezus era. I don't know if any of y'all have seen the album cover yet, but he's got like a weird Frankenstein, not like Frankenstein, but like weird like plastic mask on his face. And it's all like, it's like black and white, and the music videos that he's dropped so far, very like, it definitely feels like he's in his Yeezus era.
So I haven't seen that album cover yet, but you know
what?
I'll look it up and check our Discord. And if you go to our Discord, which is our one of our social medias.
So yeah, Discord is a social media community platform where we can all come together and discuss. Igor is a classic album.
Whenever we have some visual media on here that you guys need to see,
go ahead
and throw it up on the Discord as well.
But on that Discord, you can also leave feedback and leave song requests.
And answer our coveted question of the week.
Which we have later on today.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the album title. Y'all can't hear it, but Anthony is showing it to the group right now. But like I said, he's kind of got like the...
Yeah.
So it's definitely feels like a different direction. Call Me If You Get Lost was his last album, and it felt very like summer themed, like
not how I spelled it,
like a beach themed. You know, like really much like the feeling of summer. And this album very much feels like Halloween. Like feels dark, feels more gritty. And I'm really excited. October 28th is a Monday, too, which for anyone who keeps up with new music drops, usually new music drops on Fridays. And so Tyler is doing something completely different, because not a lot of rappers drop on different days unless you have like a specific concept, like a Valentine's album or something
like
that.
Yeah, like a Christmas album Halloween album.
Mariah Carey's in the air. I can feel it.
My good friend Jaheim dropped his album this year, why I said Valentine's Day, called Love Smack on Valentine's Day.
Oh, where can we find
that? On Spotify, on all streaming platforms. Shout out Jaheim, man. He's a good guy. I feature on that album, too, by the way, on the second song of the track. Looks like Steven just hurt himself. Are you okay, Steven?
My hand got into it. He got cramped.
He crushed his little lion's paw.
He got a little cramp in his hand.
I had a kind sir.
You won't do it.
Check the camera.
He was about to throw the hat, but he did not.
The headphones everyone got off.
But I'm really excited about the Tyler album, and if you haven't checked out the Ian album, Goodbye Horses, I would definitely check it out on all streaming platforms right now. Unfortunately, We can't play any Ian at the moment because there is no clean versions, but here is Neon Peach by Snow Allegra featuring Tyler, the Creator.
But you blocking the rim, but you scared to work it out because you locked in the gym. I'll throw you the keys if you ride with the boy. I'll holler when I'm down at your pad. Hop in, we can drive to your joy and peel off like the top of the scabless.
I'm not gonna try to understand you.
From the clown, you looking like a birthday party. Loud as I'm up, gifts all gaudy. And you gon' be hurt until he blurt, I'm sorry. Tryna play it off, leaving with your shirt all soggy. Drunk, holla, meet a don dada gal. Come with, hit it off, pinata. Sweet as the guts, now you can sit on the steps and make a choice, cause you about to leave the spot
it's
on the jam.
What you do.
And we're back. What are we on, Steven? Tell us.
Hold on.
Come on. Ready it up, Steven.
Don't bring the mic forward.
Come on.
Calm the freaking nips down. God dang. We're back with football freaking focus, ladies and gentlemen. Heck of a game. Finally, I want to cry in the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
And cry like a baby I am because of freaking Bucks versus Ravens. Well, 31-41, 10-point difference. Ravens, of course, won at the very end.
They did not win at the very end. For most of the game, the Ravens had a strong lead. It was 37-10 at one point of the game.
If you don't count
the first three quarters, then technically the game was actually really close.
Listen, right. You're not wrong there. But
at least during stats, like when I was looking it up, seeing the stats, you can see like the real difference between at least between Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson. Two incredible quarterbacks, but of course Lamar did it better.
Lamar killed Baker in the passing game.
Well, I was getting to there, my boy. Jesus. Lamar is better than Baker. We all know that.
He's getting heated. You see how he's getting his,
I love this.
His feelings all hurt.
This,
Buccaneers
this is amazing.
Line,
he watches the game and suddenly he's all wrapped up.
He's ready. He's heated in the moment.
Jesus.
But man, Lamar was incredible.
He is, and I'll admit to it this day, Lamar like the Ravens, at least alone, are considered elite, because we all know the Chiefs are, well, the new Patriots of this era.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
I feel like the Ravens are like the Kansas City Chiefs of this era. The word came out. My brain came to another direction.
What you're saying is the Ravens are what the Chiefs were when the Patriots were what the Chiefs are now?
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
No.
In a way, I can say it like that.
Really, that was only for like a year or two before the Patriots went downhill when they were both in contention of like being the best team in the AFC.
So what you're saying is only two more years of the Chiefs? It's over. Only undefeated team. What is it, 6-0 now?
He's playing terribly. He has more interceptions than passing touchdowns. He has 8 interceptions and 6 passing touchdowns.
Damn.
Yes.
When I first heard that, I'm like, what?
I know. It's terrible.
So what is it, their running game? I don't really watch the Chiefs.
I really think it's... They just know how to have big moments.
How many rushing yards
and
does
the big moments
like
on defense and offense, they always come up. Like, they always get lucky.
I said, how many rushing yards does he have, though? Because that guy is pretty athletic.
He did rush for a rushing touchdown this game against the 49ers. I don't know exactly offhand how many rushing yards he has this season.
What is it, Steven?
I'm looking it up.
Steven's on the board.
I'm going on Fox Sports.
He's calling Bill Belichick right now.
He's calling it in. Dial it in. Where's Billy Boy?
Oh my god.
But Chiefs just get really lucky in big moments.
Yeah.
And I really think that they're the weakest undefeated team that I've seen in a while. I don't know if y'all remember in 2020 when the Steelers went like 9-0. It was like Big Ben's last year with the team, but they just fell off the face of the cliff after that 9-0 start. And I think we're gonna see the same thing this year with the Chiefs. That's my prediction, y'all.
Speaking of this, do you have the stats?
Speaking of
the Steelers, they finally put Russell.
I saw that.
Against Aaron Rodgers of all people.
Which Devontae Adams got traded to the Jets, played the Steelers 2 weeks in a row because he played the Steelers against the Raiders and lost, and then he played against the Steelers with the Jets and lost that game too.
Devontae Adams might be the problem.
Okay, I found it. At least currently he has 122 rushing yards.
122 rushing yards, Patrick Mahomes.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
That's like, what, like 10 a game? Just about 12 a game?
Well, right now, it's week, what, 7, 6?
No, week 7.
Week 7.
Now we're about to be in week
8. Week 8, yeah.
And after that, Steven?
Your mother, that's what.
When do we get to week 10?
when do we get to 11? How about 12? Anyways, guys. Chiefs are still doing good. Steelers look really good with Russell Wilson now. Bucks do not look good.
A bad season make.
Your two main wide receivers are now out, both on major injuries.
Well, that's one
with a hammy and the other one.
Mike Evans, the hamstring.
You saw that?
He lasted one drive, didn't he?
He caught a touchdown pass the first drive, and then the second drive, he dropped a touchdown pass, and he pulled his hamstring.
Well, you know, it's time for these other guys to, you know, step up and show how good they are. Maybe we'll get some new big names.
Well, so far I've seen there's a kid named Bucky.
Bucky Irvin, that's a running back.
Dude. He's good. At least what I've seen so far, bro.
Well, y'all are definitely going to have to rely on the run game these next couple weeks if Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are both out, because besides those two, y'all really don't have a good wide receiver. I mean, Sterling Shepard's been in the league a long time, but that doesn't always equate for a good play on the field. Exactly. And you have a bunch of young players underneath him. So I definitely could see a spot where the Bucks struggle in the next couple of weeks without Evans or Godwin.
Yeah, and especially like this couple of weeks, we're going up against Atlanta. Not only that, next week it's going to be with the Chiefs. And that's out.
Y'all lost to the Falcons last time.
It's a canon event.
So you're gonna probably lose again, and then you're probably gonna lose to the Chiefs. Y'all are
nah. This is where the Chiefs' run comes to an end.
I did say that, but I don't know. Maybe not that game.
Is it here?
Definitely that game.
No, Arrowhead.
Oh,
well, I thought there was a tailgate on Sunday.
This Sunday's Atlanta.
The next one will be the 49ers here.
That'll be a good tailgate to go to. I, like I said, y'all, I did go to the festivities last night as a Eagles fan to the Bucks and Ravens.
And man got hammered.
I don't know. I did not.
Come on, make it interesting.
Speaking of the Eagles, Vincent, they finally won a game that didn't feel like they were fighting for their lives to do so.
My God.
Bro, when I saw the points,
I mean, it was the Giants.
Versus Browns.
Who cares?
Well, the Giants was four. I mean, the Browns was 4 points, but we blew out the Giants 28-3.
Oh, yeah, Giants were like our easy team, especially they lost one of their heavy hitters.
Yeah, but aren't the Browns an easy team too? Kind of.
It was like until like.
Wait, Steven, did you have something to say about that?
That's what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my goodness, Steven.
It's a segment. I'm sorry.
He's getting a little flustered today.
It's like the fact that the Browns, like y'all almost lost to the Browns, like 16-20. I'm just like. The Browns are like an easy team. Same to the Giants.
I will say Jim Schwartz, who is the defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, won Defensive Coach of the Year last year and is a very great defensive mind.
Yeah, but what made me mad is like when at the end of the game, Nick Sirianni like just disses some couple of fans.
Yeah, he was yelling at some fans,
and he tried to use his kid as like as a shield. Like,
I don't think he was using his kid as a shield.
But that's a lot of people.
So you just said that.
Like, I don't believe
that either.
But at the end of the day,
Steven spreading misinformation.
I know.
He always brings his kids
to his press conferences. So I don't think it was him using his kids as a shield.
Who knows? I don't believe it either. But like, I'm not gonna say nothing to those big guys that say it. But like, dissing on fans, like, especially I think it was like Browns fans specifically. Like, okay, I can understand you want this on fans. But don't, like, do it, like, that type of anger.
So, it was a guy was screaming at Sirianni, telling Sirianni that he needs to run the ball, that we have Saquon. It was an Eagles fan telling him, we have Saquon, run the ball. And he looked back at him during the game and is like, calm down, I'm going to work on it. And then at the end of the game, he looked back at that fan, and that's what he was yelling. He was yelling, I told you so. I told you we were going to work on it.
It sounds like they did, because going back to this week's game.
176 rushing yards.
And then that's why I calmed back down, at least for the Eagles. Okay, with the new – like, I said to myself.
He didn't break his record because he wanted the young boys to eat or whatever the hell.
You know, we are 2-0 since Nick Sirianni shaved his head Britney style.
What do they call it?
The bald era. All right. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man, I'll take it.
Yeah. But
and speaking of Britney Spears, we're going to be talking about Britney Spears coming up in Drama Digest. I'll tell you all about it when we hop into it. But until then, you're listening to Weekly Roundup on HCC Hawk Radio on Primo Stream.
No.com.
None of that.
Give us 1 second. It seems that our music is not wanting to load for whatever reason. Okay, here is 1982 by That Mexican OT, Currency, and L.E. Dolla.
I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit. I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit. I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other. If you hate me, then you hate me dry, and we know that's for sure. My dad taught me how to keep it gangsta, ain't no what's out my soul. Better revalue while you here, play your part, and help roll this boat. I
love too hard, so if your loyalty ain't there, then you got to go. Don't play with me, play with your. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Just walk the by side your mama, hot smelling like Stripe Badoo. I'm a player, sis, Mexican. I got a country grandma. You can call me Jamala, hit a with the Texas hammer, huh? Money making, Mexican, that's what I am, huh? Everybody do this for the fam, huh? Baby, say she love me, I don't give a. Them little porch house, little I'm about to go in ham. I just keep back and watch the route, got me feeling like I'm Cam. Wild boy, just like I'm Steve, I'll keep flipping money like Bam. Sipping, drinking New York City, I pour a tray out for yams. Just rolled an eighth out the Jordy pack, got a hit in like it's wham. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz, burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz, burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack. I'm smoking Kia like a sucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no water.
I was slipping in that 1996. Probably with your off white just like a brick. See the way it sit, wide body like I'm thick. Make them haters sick when I come through with the kit. Mad your kids won't take a flick. See me holding no, they just telling fibs all Pinocchio. Wanna be a real boy, what I'm really holding ho. We up in a vest now, smoking tires like a O. Praying for my downfall, need to let it go. Dipping in the Chevy, know it's heavy and I'm staying ready. Speeding like Andretti with no top, I'm only chasing Fetty. Know it's Ellie at the dollar sign. When you address me, they be like he coming back already. Call him Machiavelli. The concave going deep, I ain't got a pause. Doing what I wanna when I wanna, I ain't got a boss. It's a one-on-one, hit that other shit you come across. Stunting like my daddy going hard, but that leather
I'm
soft.
I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no water.
Everybody love me, well not everybody. Couple haters plotting, pocket watching life. Ain't treating them well and they think it's my problem. First class or farewell, I rock a bye-bye. And I'm outside with a Mai Tai. Ain't grilling for real. Them fools still Maguires, nine chains on. I should have a patch over my eye. I feel like Slick Rick and his badly animals tied. They look up to me cause I'm fly. Look up for me cause I'm high. Full of Mai Tai. Don't judge me by my eyes. Coming down paint wet like a water slide. OT gave me a case of Coca-Cola from off of his side.
Yeah. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other. I'm in a 1982 Mercedes Benz burning rubber. This ain't no play, shit, I'm bringing M's to my mother. On this big worm pack, I'm smoking Kia like Chris Tucker. Everybody love me, cause I keep it real like no other.
And welcome back, guys. Time, finally, for Drama Digest.
Drama Digest. No Diddy. No Diddy this week.
Yeah, no Diddy this week.
We have to mention it. And leave it like that.
Yeah,
but we have to mention
it. We were on a no Diddy streak, and now you ruined my mewing streak, making me
talk
about it now.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Well, we can't have drama without Diddy, it seems, this
week. Well, not, you got Diddy on the mind, but that's okay.
D.
You know, a lot of people are having their Diddy party withdrawals.
Diddy.
Boy!
So tell us what we got.
Well, we got a couple stories today, and I'm going to get through this one first, but there's kind of a common thread that connects them, that thread being mental illness. So the first one about somebody that, we're all familiar with, Britney Spears.
Yep.
Okay, tell us about it.
So you guys, just for a little background, you guys all remember, what, 3-4 years ago, Free Britney?
Yep,
right,
yep,
everybody's like,
yep.
Well, Free Britney, her dad is keeping her to the
conservatorship.
3-4 years
ago? I think it was like...
Was it longer?
12, 13
years ago.
Yeah,
it's not 12.
Like, 10 years. You remember the original video where... I mean, she just recently got freed, but do you remember the original... Like,
leave
came out,
Britney alone!
Yeah,
leave her alone!
That's like 2007.
Yeah,
oh,
that was a long time.
Ages ago.
But I think that was because people were bullying her.
I think so.
About something else. I don't think it was the Free Britney.
That's when she shaved her head.
Yeah,
shaved her head. And then now, since she's been freed, a lot of people thought she disappeared for a while because she keeps posting the same video in the same room doing the same dance.
Yeah.
And she's wearing, like, different clothes. It's really strange.
The one with the knives or whatever?
Yeah, she'll do the dances with knives. Well, she dropped a new dance video wearing kind of a little wedding dress thing.
Ooh.
And, you know, according to TMZ, Britney said that she remarried.
Who did she marry?
Well, she married herself.
You gotta love yourself. You know?
You really do. You really do.
You gotta love yourself.
No one knows you better than yourself, is what I hear.
Do you know about that, Anthony? Are you coming out to us saying that you married yourself too now?
Listen, man.
Now, did you Maybe. Clone yourself as well? Right. I feel like I would have a lot more.
No, I'm saving my money for the Tesla
like
robots.
Morality wise.
Oh, you can just put a mask of you. Like,
yeah,
I'm just mask
it's
of
gonna
you
be me.
That makes sense.
The Tesla robot.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but from Britney or from TMZ in classic Britney style, she shared one of her signature disjointed clips Sunday, rocking a white lace slip dress and veil for full bridal vibes. Spilling the tea in the caption that her fairy tale I do to herself actually went down a little while back. Britney wrote, "The day I married myself, bringing it back because it might seem embarrassing or stupid, but I think it's the most brilliant thing I've ever done."
Well, she did make "Hit Me One More Time."
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was I think that's a much more brilliant thing that she did.
I think that might be a little bit more brilliant. Yeah.
But, you know,
toxic and like...
Well, you can always count on Britney to to do something a little bit.
Yeah, I was a kid named anymore.
You got
he's
Womanizer, right? Okay. You've got Addicted to You.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that a song?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not.
Circus.
I'm not a Britney fan.
Circus.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, that was one.
Britney, she wasn't in my. I know of her. Everyone knows who she is, but I wasn't listening to her music.
Hearing some of her songs, but not like all of them. So like.
Also, before most of your eras, I mean, or like at the end of where you were beginning to grow up.
So, you know, it's actually kind of funny we can't name Britney songs because it kind of reminds me of a way to segment or transition into the next one. She fell off a little bit, you might say, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know who's had a fall off that needs to be studied? Tampa's own Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
So, for those who aren't familiar, this guy went viral right before Hurricane Milton.
Oh my God! I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the actor from, Forrest Gump.
This real
homeless man's name is Joe, right?
Yeah.
But his nickname is Lieutenant Dan from the Forrest Gump movie.
Exactly. They call him that because he has one leg and he lives on a boat.
He lives on a boat.
I'm aware of him. I just didn't make
it. It was actually, he got popular before Helene, before the first hurricane, actually, was when they started recording him. And he refused to
leave
during Helene, too. It was oof, terrible.
Yeah, famously, Jim Cantor interviewed him before Milton, and he said, I'm not worried about it. The water rises while I'm on a boat. The boat rises, too. But at the same time, he was tied to the dock, which was... pretty interesting.
He kept referencing Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that tracks. You know why? Because he had a bunch of probably small animals living on that boat with him.
Yeah.
But I think one of the big reasons that Lieutenant Dan is somebody that we're even talking about is a guy named Tampa Terrence.
Yes.
Local TikTok influencer, goes to UT. Shout out Tampa Terrence.
Shout out Tampa Terrence.
And
come on the show.
I reached out to you on TikTok, so if you can respond to that DM, that would be great.
Look at your email.
Right now, I have a strongly worded letter.
No, it's not strong.
But, it's not strong.
But, basically...
With love.
Exactly. Basically, Terrence set up a GoFundMe for Dan, raised about $50,000 on there at the end of the day, and then Aiden Ross got involved, started paying attention. And he told Lieutenant Dan he was going to buy him a $100,000 boat and give him, a $100,000 kick streaming deal?
Yeah.
So Dan starts wilding out.
Lieutenant
right?
Dan starts
wilding out. Dan starts distancing himself from Tampa Terrence because he's found a new buddy to hang out with, a guy named Check the Star. You guys know who he is?
He looks like an island boy.
He's basically the third island boy. he used to have some kind of... interaction with the island boys too. He's kind of a clout chaser, right?
He's
but basically,
a clout chaser.
Dan starts going on lives with check the oil, and keeps going on lives with them. And it started getting pretty big. He went on No Jumper, which was a pretty fun one. Adam was kind of roasting him the whole time, I think.
Yep.
And then one of the island boys gets on a live with Dan and starts warning him about this Check the Star character. You know, you gotta watch out for this guy. He's shiesty, all that. Well. You know, long story short, Dan caused a huge rift with Terrence. And now Terrence gave him about $7,000 out of this GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And of course Dan couldn't get the rest. He doesn't have a bank account. He doesn't have an ID. So they're trying to get that set up so they give him the money. But Terrence gives him seven bands in cash. Nice. And after that, Dan starts trashing him, saying at one point he insinuated that Terrence was going to have him killed.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Wild. He starts doing his live for Aiden Ross, says the N-word, and loses his deal immediately. Yep. And now
as if
this fallout or fall down wasn't enough. Yeah, he has been arrested the other day. This is from NBC. Joseph Malinsky has been arrested for quite a few things. So he's actually been getting arrested for a number of years.
Jeez.
His criminal record is pretty extensive. Let me see if I can find the year here. But he set a woman on fire a few years ago.
Homeless man with some history.
What does he have to lose?
Right? He got in a bar fight, punched a cop and everything. But now he's been arrested mostly because he wouldn't move his boat. But also, he didn't have any kind of, I think they've called it a sanitation station. Basically, he was dumping all of his waste over the edge into the bay right there at the dock.
Yep.
And he's in jail now. No bail has been set. They're keeping him in there because of all his previous failures to appear.
Yeah. we'll keep you updated on that Tampa Tarrant situation and about that kick deal. And Tarrant, reach out to us, man.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
How do y'all feel about Lieutenant Dan? How do y'all feel about the story? I feel like y'all just have to be careful about who you put a camera in their face.
You know, I think Tarrant learned a valuable lesson that I hope sticks with him, right? Because you can't. He was trying to do a nice thing, and he saw a guy who he assumed was down on his luck, but the fact is, a lot of times, people who are completely isolated and down on their luck, that's because of choices that they've made. That there's a reason people don't associate
like
with them.
Why they end up where they end up.
Exactly.
It's true, but I don't think, I mean, I guess it wasn't him. It was the other guy.
Dan's the one with, in my opinion, the weak moral character that lets himself get swayed around by all these other people and has no backbone, doesn't stand on business, throws his friends who help him under the bus because this other guy might be able to help him more.
Right.
Yeah.
It's gross, in my opinion.
It is.
Like, putting him on camera wasn't the way to go. If you're gonna do a nice thing, here's some money, whatever.
So I think what happened was Terrence started helping him out, like with his boat or something, and then they just started talking, and Terrence asked him like, "Hey, can I record you for this video?" And like showing people about you and where you live and everything, and it just kind of spiraled from there.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. My favorite, and I'll leave it on this, but my favorite Lieutenant Dan video so far was he asked him, this was straight from Dan's TikTok page. He asked Terrence for a 16-ounce jar of peanut butter. So Terrence went out and bought him two 40-ounce jars of peanut butter, and Dan starts complaining. He says, "I asked for, what am I going to do?" He's holding these peanut butters up. "What am I going to do with all this peanut butter? Why would he do this? I didn't ask for this. I'm so mad."
Right, he was mad because he had too much. And I think that is the lesson of the story here. Yeah. Sometimes with people, everything is not enough.
That's exactly right.
But before we go to Showbiz Spotlight and the question of the week, we do have one more song. This is Bruh by J.I.D.
Bruh.
And Denzel Curry.
J.I.D. Dancing, I'm back again. The whoop it, the look a blast from a ratchet man. The maddest, blackest lad in a savage land. The grabbing, dashing, crashing your daddy's van. The baddest, the most havingest, most swaggiest, braggiest. Never had anything, so I'm macking as if I never had. I was moving backwards, I could've hit the backflip. Check this, ain't never hustle for a necklace. Trying to get the fam straight, get us out of debt. That get testy, huh? I feel Dizzy Gillespie in the room. Pack me, Carl, Izzy, and Precious. Out the womb, I was last, I'm the youngest of seven. Birthday, same day as the Reverend. Birthday, same day as the devil. Black lock like the pot in the kettle. Wreck shop on monotonous fellow. Lick a shot for the trying to stop the journey. Jib pull up on the op like, what's popping, Kermy? Blocker, operate, doctor, surgery, IVs, gurney. Bag gone for eternity, hey. More to marry, more to murder me, hey. Close the casket, commonly courtesy, hey. Headshots, too personal for a burglary, ooh. Red dots, could kill us, could close curtain me. I done did wrong, someone send me up vertically, horizontally. Read me a passage from Deuteronomy. Anything you can do to conquer the demon inside of me. Any meaning and truth from the Father, the Spirit guided me. I can bleed in the booth and leave a tooth as a souvenir for who was hearing. If you're hearing it, you know the spirit is imperative, imperative, imperial. Black man, pyramid, the pyramid, jack man with the gas, scratching off the cereal. Sack man, get the pack, money in the envelope, piss it down the urinal. Ass man in the strip club, tell a bend it over, gon' get.
murder for your base, 730 for your A. Swerving, 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 skirting, 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 serving, serving, serving. Everything I done, it comes full circle. Working, 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 working. I'm swerving, 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 skirting, 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 serving, serving, serving. Everything I done, it comes full circle. Working, 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 working.
I'm tired of learning murderer, murderer, moniker, Zeltron, Slytherin, Python, right on, right on cue, right sons who kill you. Vehicles, hurts on you, serves you right. You lose sight like demolished. Break it down, build it up, then repolish. Like toenails on Odell with shoe deals that never ever go well. Take Noel, cause I am not Noel. The name's Denzel, the flames excel. My pain's on rail, you feel it? Similar to fish in a skillet. Hook and a line in a time when I really like films. Movie groovy, jinky, Scooby, very spooky. Soul is black as Moody's. Talk like Pooty, I spit fire, Lukey's coming off the koofy with the blues, no Tuki. So many y'alls, I'm bored, there's too many yawns. I got a lot of green, there's too many lawns. I'm still hot till I set in the dawn. Until it rocket Saint Laurent, we go together like Harry and Ron. Treat the microphone the same as a wand. Magic maxi pad, Denzel lust for blood, I grabbed the mag. Made you half a man, but not a sag. Blow was ugly, time to bust a sack. Clint Eastwood, I killed the good and bad. Oh my God, would you look at that? How to kill an ego? J.I.D. and Zell, Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Swerving, swerving, swerving. Skirting, skirting, skirting. Serving, serving, serving. Everything I done, it comes full circle. Working, 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 working. I'm swerving, swerving, swerving. Skirting, skirting, skirting. Serving, serving, serving. Everything I done, it comes full circle. Working, 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 working.
And we're back. Anthony, tell us where you can find us, man.
Oh, God. You're listening to the Weekly Roundup on ACC Hawk Radio. You can find us streaming on, hawkradio.primo.
Stream.
Yeah.
No.com.
Now, we don't have a lot of time for this.
I remember my first segments. Adult hair.
So we are going to play a little bit of speed round here.
And speed is key.
Speed is
speed
key.
Speed is key. Okay, so.
Unless you're Trevor from GTA.
True.
All right, so
not a lot of people got that joke, but all right.
All right, so last radio show we talked about Joker 2 and how I thought I was going to go see it, and then the hurricane prevented me from making that mistake. Apparently Joker 2 is an absolute flop. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't go watch it. Everyone says it's just a big waste of time
and money and your life.
A lot of big flops this year.
I saw a clip online, and it was like, this basically sums up the movie, and it's a clip of the movie.
Oh yeah,
and
can you please stop singing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Joker was like telling Lady Gaga, please stop singing.
The fact they went to that route to make it not just like a regular film of the Joker and Harley Quinn, technically speaking. It's just a musical.
It's an experimental film.
I think Todd Phillips does not like comic culture and DC culture, and I think he proved that, and it shows. I mean, even the first movie, though it was good, it was basically an experimental film. It was just like, I think we said on the on this before, it was just Taxi Driver, a remake of Taxi Driver on a new light and a new situation.
Yeah, but I mean, it worked. The chokehold that Joker had on the world when it came out, people were running to
the
steps.
We live in a society.
Yeah, the society, people were living on the steps. You get what you deserve, all that. People were all into that stuff.
Yeah.
But
grossed $1 billion for
it. Did. But what else we got?
So you got Venom 3, the final Venom movie, I hear, coming out.
Last Dance.
Last Dance coming out on the 25th, so like 3 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
So far, the reviews have been pretty positive on that one. I'm curious about Gladiator 2 that's going to come out in November of this year as well.
I'm surprised Gladiator had a sequel now.
You'd make a different Roman movie because... spoiler alert for a 15-year-old movie, but don't all the main characters die?
Yeah,
I think so.
It's a brand new.
I feel like putting a 2 on it makes it almost seem tacky. You know what I mean?
Like,
I think they did that just for
the
appeal.
Of, like, the ending.
Exactly.
I'm here for it
because we can't market it unless it's got Gladiator 2.
You don't get a lot of
market that.
People get a lot of like Roman.
You don't get nearly enough.
Like,
300
was
a great movie.
I like 300. Yeah, Rome, the show on HBO was pretty good too, but that was a long time ago.
Nothing right now, though. So.
Nothing.
I think it's an untapped market.
Right it really now. Is.
Yeah, so we're going to go into our question of the week. I do have the question of the week pulled up here on Discord. Like I said, Discord is a community platform on social media. If you want to join the Discord, you can find me on all social medias at Vince Vibes, VinceVibess.
Find me on TikTok. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good, and we'd love to see you there. Where you?
Find me on TikTok at Mr. Misinformation.
yeah, and we're mainly the only two that have prominent social media platforms. The other two,
well,
SCZero, my bad.
I'm just here.
What did you call YouTube, a social media platform?
Yeah.
It is because you get paid there, all that stuff. So it is.
Next question of the week.
I was thinking it like a content, like a more of a content platform, which
it is
a segue into Steven.
Now they do shorts, so it's more.
It's technically social media
now.
Well, Steven also has a prominent social media presence then too.
Yeah.
Where can you find your?
You can find me on YouTube.com SE015. That I do a lot of content there, funny moments, dumb stuff. Overall.
So our question was, do you find yourself feeling nostalgic? If so, what feelings tend to bring that nostalgia? And we have a good bit of questions I will run through real quick. Emily says, teachers scrolling out the TV for Bill Nye, scented pencils, and not being aware of what's going on in the world around you. It's pretty nice. Sam says, for me, it's going to the park or playing older games like Minecraft or Mario Kart.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes. Beverly says, driving late at night with the windows down and music always leaves me with childhood wonder. Beverly from New College, by the way. And Sam is from HCC Dale Mabry, and so is Emily. Danny from HCC Dale Mabry says, Miami, going around the city, driving around the seat. Streets I grew up and walking around, and the ones I got in trouble in, I find myself remembering quite a lot. The whole city is an archive for me. It's haunting. Anyways, sweet plantains and fried eggs are also super nostalgic that remind me of being little with my grandmother.
Ay, santo
Dios,
tengo hambre.
Let's go, Steven.
There you go. Say that again. You're speaking into the...
Santo Dios, tengo hambre. Now I'm hungry on that.
Yeah.
That's childhood for me.
I'm pretty
hungry too myself. And Cat Lover or Paulina from New College also says, Nintendo games and the Wii. Listening to the soundtracks of the game always brings me back, especially Super Mario Galaxy. Yeah. That is classic. That brings nostalgic for me, man. But real quick, we'll just say what maybe makes us feel nostalgic, and we'll get out of here.
All right. For me, it'd probably be like foggy days, or like a fall, like a cool, crisp fall day. Maybe some Linkin Park music.
Oh yeah. The 90s rock or 2000s rock.
That was early. There's early to mid 2000s.
Yeah. Not that old. Well, I mean, I feel like wasn't their first album like late 90s or like. I don't know.
I don't know the lore that much. I just like that one album from when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony, what brings nostalgic for you?
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know. Saturday morning cartoons. I don't know.
Oh,
why are you watching Saturday morning cartoons these days?
It's classic.
You catch like clips about it every now and again. People bring them up. There was that X-Men 97 show that came out.
It was really good.
And they're about bringing back Spider-Man, like the 90s version of Spider-Man.
Nice.
Back to continue.
Some Looney Tunes, yeah.
for me, it will be, and to this very day it is. It would be playing Pokemon. Because if not because of that game, because my brother showed me that game at that time. If he didn't show me that, I would not be into gaming at all. So.
Wow. Yeah, man. Same thing here. A Pokemon. I never really had a Pokemon phase, but I know a lot of people who really fell in love with Pokemon, and I'm glad to hear that makes you feel nostalgic. I would have thought you would have said Power Rangers.
Oh, I love Power Rangers.
Lion King. But I agree with the Nintendo stuff. Like, I had a Nintendo DS and a Nintendo Wii. Very nostalgic for me.
Jesus.
There you go.
I had a Sega Genesis.
Super Smash Bros. Man, that will be it for us today. You can find us on hotradio.primostream, and you can catch the weekly roundup next week on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Everyone say bye, y'all.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.